This is the 22nd of May, 1976. I'm at the home of Wilfred and Vincent McCarty at Mystic.
When did you live in Dipper Harbor?
Well, we lived there in 1929 and 1930, both summers.
Why?
And we were trawling, fishing.
Where did you sell your fish at that time?
To Herman Elliott.
Do you remember how much you got for your fish?
Yes. Wait, now I got to think there. 60 cents a hundred at that time. Now I'll make a little clause here. In 36, 7, and 8, just that many years later, we fished out of Beaver Harbor. Sold our fish at 45 cents a 100 pounds.
Was that during the Depression?
Yeah. Well, it was quite near the Depression, because the government was paying a bonus and the buyer paid a bonus, see?
And what type of boat did you have then?
We had a boat 36 feet long, 7-foot beam, built the old style long, narrow boat, called Macushala.
Sounds like a good Irish name.
It is. It's my darling, in English. I don't know if you knew that or not. Yeah.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they went by the name of Toothpick in this part. They were a long, narrow, slinky thing, those days.
And you had an engine in it, did you?
Yeah. Now, this is Dipper Harbor we're going to talk about again, yeah. At that time, we used a double cylinder, 8 horsepower, the first year.
Were there many fishing boats in Dipper Harbor at that time?
Seven or eight
trawling in the summer, but an awful lot of boats more than that. The salmon fish during the summer.
Do you remember what other men were fishing at that time?
Well, I can name quite a few off now. That'd be 29. Well, there was Addie Thompson, his son John with him, and there was Peter Devine. I just forget who fished with him. Lewis.
Harry Graham was
trawling. Peter Boyle.
Was Ern?
Yes, Ern Thompson was fishing. George and Edward Thompson. Pat Murray and Hillier with him. Now that's back in 29. Now there's a lot of people we weren't fully acquainted with down there at that time. When we went down there, we were only acquainted with Addison, it really is, Thompson, and John. We knew Bill Harkins, and Roscoe Armstrong was married in the family down there. But we got acquainted with a lot of people very shortly.
Yes, everybody seems to know you.
Yeah, they do.
There,
we're known as the McCarty boys.
That's right, the McCarty boys.
That's
right. Yes.
Even yet.
Yes. Nice to say young. Now, you told me you came from County York?
Your parents
came from County York, rather.
Yeah, on our father's side.
And that was because of the potato famine.
Yeah, when they come over in the potato famine, that was vessel loads of them come over, see.
When was that? 1837, was that?
Oh, I couldn't tell you the year. I can't remember it, you know.
And it was before the cholera epidemic. Do you remember when the cholera?
Yes, I can remember when they had the cholera.
Oh, you can. Yeah. Where were you at that time?
Well, we were living in... I was just a kid able to read and hear our daddy and her talking about them having the cholera.
Yes.
A real epidemic.
Yes.
We was living in St. Martin's, then. But I was only a young gaffer to remember her mother and daddy talking about it.
Yes.
Now, it could have happened a few years before that I can remember, but they'd still be talking of it.
Yes, they'd still be talking, because so many lost people
and
so many more
hundreds of them
out of the out of St. John, getting yeah. from it. In fact, it was in 1847 and 1848.
Yeah. Well, you see, I wasn't born until 1901.
Is that right?
So I don't remember that.
That's before your time.
Yeah, right. Oh.
And you're both carpenters, too. Now.
Well, you know, I think I am. Yeah. He says I'm too fussy. I have an awful time making them follow a line when I put it on a piece of wood.
Well, I can follow a line.
As long as I don't make it crooked. Yeah. Then he'd saw it straight. I never tried that.
Do you like working with wood?
Well, ever since I was a kid, I made hand sleds, white little kids' carts, stuff like that, because they followed right after me daddy.
He was
Well, I was telling you about building a garage, 29 by 35 for our cousin, our second cousin.
Yeah.
You two of us there last October.
Yeah.
Well, that's the first big building we built for anybody besides buildings for our own self. And I have repaired boats. I've installed engines. I put planks in them, timber throughout, new stem, stern post. Built one 15 by 5 rowboat, and I will say it was a good one. I will admit I had headaches over
thing.
Built the pattern, and most boat builders saw it in two to get the scale of it. I didn't. I knew how to scale it out.
You did?
Mm. Used the one plus.
Yeah.
Okay.
And did you build it for somebody else?
No, for ourselves.
Do you still have it?
No, we sold it. Bond over the road here.
Oh, did you?
And it was 100% good then, but it didn't last him long.
Now, you have always fished lobsters since you came here, have you?
Yeah.
Did you fish lobsters in Dipper Harbor too?
No, just frogs. See, we were down there we went down there about the first week of July, didn't we? Fished around, I forget, August or September, say, 2 years, and then.
And how has the lobster fishing been over the years? Has that?
Well, it's been declining, everybody knows that, but the price is up high enough that they make about the same with less of a catch.
Yes. Well, was there for a while when the lobsters, nobody could fish lobsters because there wasn't any?
No, they never were that scarce. That they would get just as good a fishing as far as pounds is concerned, or number of lobsters. We don't remember them any scarcer than they are now. That's right. But we have fished them as low as 9 cents a pound in the spring season.
Is that right?
1936.
Yeah.
This year we want to be when there was 9 cents. We didn't fish
that. And we didn't fish that spring. Same year we got 45 cents a hundredweight for hake and beaver.
Is that right? Do you feel that fishing is still a good career to take up?
Well, the small fishermen, I wouldn't agree that it is good yet, no. Because the way they're fishing, their expenses are so high. But they cannot make a good living. That's why they have to work in the winter port or somewhere else.
There was lots of fishing in the Bay of Fundy. There's no buyers.
No. That's fish. Are you speaking of lobsters? Or?
I'm speaking of all kinds of fish.
All kinds of fish.
Yes.
See, my heavens, they haven't got a buyer nowhere. There were saltfish buyers in Dipper, Chance Harbor, two or three of them in Beaver Harbor, and they couldn't get enough. Haddock, cod, and hake in the summer months.
It's
all salt.
We fish
St. John.
Every.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. No, ain't
one. Yeah. A man fishing couldn't go in with a boatload of his fish that day and sell them in St. John. Which is funny.
Why? Do they not eat fish? Or?
Well, sure they do, but they're all coming from Black Harbor somewhere. They're all ready to cook and put on your plate.
Already cooked.
Oh,
all into fillets and frozen and smoked and that way. All the stores get their pellets like from, well, it'd be corners, really. See, so.
Yes.
Where they, what do you call it, anyway, manufacturing, whatever word you'd use there. Production.
Yes.
And they've got the corner on the market. That's really what it boils down to. But we know that the certain ones, the fishermen here, would fish them in April and May, codfish, chief fish.
Yes.
And they had to take them to Nova Scotia or down to Camden, Maine.
And that isn't good.
No.
She hardly was buying lobsters, see, well, buying their lobsters or making a few dollars, and he did, and then the market glutted down there, and you could not take fish from here and have them and get enough for a truck to go down there and have them what you call fresh fish. That spoils all that.
Yes, it does. Because nobody can stand fish if they aren't.
Oh,
and then you appreciate something.
You didn't have a mice, they ain't really.
No, not because it'll be 2 and 3 days old, you see, when they get there.
Yes.
They wasn't really fit for fresh fillets. You see, it didn't pay them that way, but a couple of 3 seasons in the spring, well, Harley Thompson had a truck running. Getting them, but it was some fishing. We didn't draw low. After we were done trawling, then, we haven't trawled for going on.
Well, is that right? Mm. And now the two of you sound to me as though you've had a very satisfying life.
Yes, we have.
And
because we got ahead enough that you can see what's costing us from losing our home to now. And as it's done, we have it paid for.
Yes.
And we ain't still broke.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's because you sold me that trap.
Yeah, I make money that way. Not 7. So, no, but I'm going to tell you something. This sounds maybe funny. Am I still on that? We used to drink as much liquor as anybody else. And we lost all. Wasn't successful. We wasn't alcoholics, remember. But we was making cussed food of ourselves. And in May 1941, we quit by saying no, and an Irishman means no vice versa. Bull, just like that. From then on, we haven't touched it since. And where the money come, I can't tell you. We started, we never lost all, the fish would increase. Now whether it was that much carelessness, or we had the good Lord with us. That's what I think it was.
I think I'd agree with that.
Yeah. That's what we believe anyway. And we belong to the Catholic Church. 3 or 4 years never was inside of it. A mission come from that. We don't miss a Mass Sunday in our life unless it's a storm. You're sick. The other last 2 Sundays ago, we didn't have no clutch in the truck to get there.
Is that right?
All kinds of storms were there. I wouldn't miss me church for it. We wouldn't go hunting or trout fishing with somebody to stay Saturday night and come home. No. We're going to be home for Sunday to go to our church. Same as any other religious person.
That's
we're
right.
Not the least bit bigoted now.
No.
They all know that. Go to your own church and you're doing your duties religiously.
And like this, I find they're the happy people.
Yes, they are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything seems to work, that's why I do say, well, got a hunch. I'll do that, or I won't do it. Where does that hunch come from? Into your mind. The Irishman thinks it comes from, well, down the ground, maybe. But I don't. So, draw your own conclusion there. No, but that's what it is. So, that's that.
Well, now, what about during the war years? Did you fish at that time?
See, that's 17. Oh, yeah, we fished in that. Yeah. Second World War.
The Second World War,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Now, in the First World War, I wanted to get in the Kharki.
Yes.
And my mother made it a bit and get a birth certificate. I wasn't old enough even on conscription.
Is that right?
Mm. All I wanted to get was the other fellows my age. Mm. And they wouldn't let me go. I would have, because I was crowned 18.
Yes.
Time of conscription. See, I would be 17 in August, and they had conscription in the First World War in 1918.
Yes.
I was a year too young.
The Second World War.
Well, we was examined.
Good fishermen, too.
Yes, there was.
Yeah.
Because Ern had his fish stand at that time.
Yes, right. Yes. See, we was fishing during the Second World War. Wasn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, 1936, 37, 38, down Beaver Harbor.
Oh,
yeah.
In the First World War, sorry.
No, Second World.
Second.
38.
Yes. 39. Yeah. 39. Yeah, September
39. We fished in 36, 37, 38. 36, 37, 38. Then we were fishing out of St. John. We bought a big boat, see.
And that was during the war years?
Yes.
Yes.
Because we part-time soldiers from Market Slip.
Soldiers
from
Market
Slip.
Oh, is that right?
We were conscripted onto that.
Yeah.
We both had done how many hundred soldiers from Market Slip down there. And, well, it was
first load went down, 75 soldiers.
Yeah. 75 soldiers. The boat, hardly all knows we had a boat called the Dream Girl. And they piled up on the awning roof, up on the pilot house in front, and the man in charge of them, the officer, said, "Okay, Captain, pull out." I said, "Sir, I'm in charge of that boat." They wouldn't get down off it. "I'm not untying, but every one of them men gets down in the cockpit and gets down off that pilot house roof. And I'm in charge of that. I'm in charge of all them men. As long as they're aboard that boat and I won't pull out. You are not." So he said, "Take orders from that man, you boys."
Every night to see the a lot of soldiers would be off duty in the day that we'd take them down the 11 o'clock trip.
Yeah.
And one that was going down there, we did a part and be pretty well lit.
Yeah.
So one night we was going down and I was watching, there was quite a few of them were just able to stand. Officer, he was nosing me, watching these colors keeping them fall overboard. He had a hell with them and they fall overboard, keep right on going. That's what he told
me. Yeah. He told me, so I told that officer. I said, "We can't do that. What an investigation there would be."
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's the attitude of them colors.
He must have been half of himself.
Sure he was.
He must have been something.
See, we run the soldiers down, all the provision, certain day, hour trip, and the mail.
Well, what did you think was the best way to make money over the years? What could you make the most money at? Or what did you make the most money
at? Oh, yeah.
Lobster.
As far as in each season, the lobster fishing season, fall especially. And we shipped all our lobsters to Boston, practically, except the two small lots, to Boston, up until the government started fishermen's
compensation? Or no, unemployment?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And we used to gain anywhere from 8 to 10 or 12 cents over the price here. Well, that brought in quite a lot of money.
The same price in Boston as you get here.
Yeah, and you couldn't get stamps. See? That stopped it. And we shipped some, didn't care, but when we get a return package exactly, as we would have got on the dock in Mismet. But we out the containers and hauled them to town.
Yes.
But, so we just stopped. Didn't pay.
Did you ever do any weir fishing?
No. Only once. We had helped load sardines, and this was down in Beaver. No, in Dipper.
Yeah.
Douglas James was where, and they had a lot of sardines.
Yeah.
These great big Kasaka boats and stuff like that. We were Haken, dogfish thick. So we both went to work. Worked like right straight.
Yes.
three tides.
That's in the scoop by hand.
Yes. And the first question was asked me, could I scull a dory? Them days they didn't go in with pumpers and stuff. I said, yes, I can scull a dory. I often wish they had said no. Because they'd load that tussock thing right to the gunnel, and you stood right back there with your skull on. Take it out of the weir, over the harbor to the boat, and don't move till the two lads are scooping to get hold of the bow and stern line. That is filled. Then I waited. I got right out of that into an empty one. Sculled back, and they'd load that, and I'd bring that over. That's what I did. And he was scooping. And them big sardine boats that held like 60 and 80 hogs.
And them light. Horse.
And they're light as like scooping way up there.
Oh, yes.
Scoop them over your head.
And when we done that, him scooping with another father, one right after the other. Next day we got baited up and went haking. Couldn't slide a fish off her. So sore.
So sore.
Yeah.
Hardly breathe.
So sore.
I don't know.
I don't know how the lads worked as hard as they did then compared to they do now. But hauling trawl all by hand, six and so tubs of trawl, stand and bait three or four, two tubs at least. We hired baiters because it was 3 foot deer.
Yeah, we went down to Beaver, the first year we were down there trawl. The vessel comes to load us all, named the English Ace. And we have Elliot down there couldn't get none of the different harbors, our Beaver harbor boats, to cut one over.
Is that
correct? Now we went to work. Us two and the captain and the mate and the crew, only four of us.
Yeah. See, that was the Bambi. Come with salt and then took Kent's fish. Oh, yeah. She had to come in right to Elliot's fish dam, high water, and unload nice way up to see where the engine
was
putting through a hatch on the roof.
Yes.
No, but now we was out haking, and that was in the evening.
Nobody else would go to work.
No, it's our hands or something, but we went to work, and it was 25 cents an hour. We earned that.
Yeah.
That's the kind of fellows we were.
Well, it seems to be a good way to be, because there's always some money then to live on, isn't there?
That's right, yeah. We might as well help that fella out. He couldn't get anybody. We were doing living in a little camp down there at that time, right where the head well used to be in Beaver Harbor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right at Elliot's stand there.
Another time.
Little camp right there.
Another time, we wanted help to take the twine off the weir. Couldn't get nobody else to help. We went over across Beaver Harbor.
Yeah.
After that, we helped them take it off there, and the next time we wanted to be, it was Ted
O'Brien.
Yeah. He was the main guy. After that, we got our bait for nothing.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They'd leave a dory with so many tubs or whatever you're buying right out of Elliot's fish stand, we come in. All we had to do was clean the dory up.
It was what we paid for.
Yeah.
The wicked one didn't charge them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we gained there just by extra work, and it didn't kill us.
Do you like people as a rule? Do you have any trouble with people?
No, I conclusively say that. Truthfully say it. Total strangers, right down to even Japanese, tourists. And they'll come three or four times, and by and by, one of them can talk a little bit of English. Fishing down the Wharf Mystic.
Yes.
Japanese, all nationalities.
It's not
they'll try and talk the best they can.
Yes.
I say, well, yes, we know. As we was in your country, we'd have just as much trouble now as we're having with you in our country.
Yes, it is.
Oh, we use them all alike.
We use them all alike. No kick nowhere. And there's the odd one, you know our cooker.
Yes, well, this...
See, you could spot them.
Yes, you can. Have you any special way of spotting them?
Well, no, I haven't, but you know, you get that hunch. just tell by their conversation and watch what they say. And listen to what they say. First thing you hear them contradicting themselves.
Yeah.
Don't trust them. A dog knows that much.
Oh, yeah.
You got a dog, and he don't like you, and you come in that door, you're not trustworthy. And we've had
it.
Oh, do you think that's true?
I certainly do.
Oh, do you?
Certainly do.
We had a little dog with a picture hanging up right there.
We got a little dog, much as any child, anybody ever, would come and look at it. Hey, tourists, all the people come to our place, strangers and all. Put my hand out to shake hands with a fellow I hadn't seen for 18 years, knew him well. That dog just stopped. No, sir, he's right up here. He stopped another fellow coming, I don't know what he was after. One little wee dog about that big. We wouldn't let him inside that door.
No.
I spoke to him and the fellow spoke, he never come in. Only two, all the people we met. They were crooks, the dog. And here's the picture of the wee dog.
Yeah.
Well, that's called. I'll show it to you. He's right there, because among our rubbish that got lost and wet and everything, that picture didn't get perfect.